That's my intelligence system. I don't know what you call your Isis, but mine is named after a character in a book. I gave her the crisp diction of the long-vanished Mid-Atlantic. Yes, the Mid-Atlantic. It was... you know what? Don't worry about it. I'm an authenticities dealer. This will hardly be my only eccentricity, and I will try not to digress further, so... So, Lizzie whispered in my earbud, "Dear Crossing, please check your progress." "What's the penalty charge?" I had a meeting to get to and could not waste time out here. I mean, protecting species was great and all, but there were times when I wished that the online community didn't place quite so much importance on non-interference with natural habitats. Would the deer really freak out that much if I biked in front of them?
150 vinos.
Anticipating my next question, I do have her well-trained, the Isis whispered,
"It is a small herd with 5 registered individuals in their corporate entity. Estimated wait time is 3 minutes.
The fine was almost as much as my co-op fees for a month, so I decided to wait. I figured I could make up the delay. It's important to understand through this next bit that I didn't know that I was offline already, or that I was talking to the Lizzie's buffer on my inboard system. None of the warning indicators went off to indicate that I'd lost connection to the net. I've wondered what he would have done if I hadn't waited. It feels like he wanted me there to witness. But maybe it was just an opportunity that presented itself because I stopped. If I hadn't, if I had biked on through, would I have even known that this decision to wait was a cusp point in my life? Probably not. It makes you wonder, doesn't it, how many other cusp points you sail through in life without any awareness? Heck, maybe the decision to listen to me tell this story will be one for you. What would you be doing now if you weren't here, listening to me? Not that I was thinking any of this at the time. Then I was just calculating credits and transit time. Sighing, I slowed the bike, and the quiet hum of the electric motor faded, leaving only the whisper of the wind through the trees. Birdsong punctuated the stillness as I waited. A twig cracked. Without seeming transition, the deer was by the road ahead of me, a single doe who turned briefly to look down the leafy corridor at me, large brown eyes staring. Then she continued without concern onto the narrow track. After a moment, another emerged from the trees, then a third. I sat on the bike as 5 deer languidly crossed the road, hides rippling as they set each long leg on the pavement. The tock-tock of their hooves made a percussion track under the birdsong. It was exactly the sort of thing that some audio mixologist would love. I sub-vocalized to Lizzie,
"Capture last 5 minutes from the cache and see if there's a buyer."
The Cloud Cities were especially hot for authentic earthbound soundscapes.
"Confirmed. I would recommend holding still for another 2 minutes of buffer. I can remove the sound of your bike from the earlier track, but the manipulation will show in the file, diminishing the value."
Understood. I would have to really hustle to make the train, but it seemed likely to be worth it. The tricky thing about authentic captures is that people can spot the manipulation of the files, or rather, intelligent systems can, which amounts to the same thing. Just like with the unique objects that I acquire, people want a capture that gives them an experience that they can't have on their own. Watching a herd of deer cross the road? You could have that if you were willing to wait, or if you got lucky. The quiet of this moment, and the fact that you could hear their hooves on the pavement, the breeze, all of these were things that were specific to that moment. With a little space, someone could loop it back so that the deer endlessly snuck out of the forest and crossed the road. You watched that recording. You know the utter peace I'm talking about. And you also know that the recording cuts off. The way the image seems to just stop looks like a bad edit, but it's just the point where the local cache finally fills. Mind you, if